The Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast with Tony, Jason, Sam.
Thanks for listening to our Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Today we're talking about people who sleep at work, because apparently occasionally falling asleep at work is becoming more and more popular, more and more common.
Yeah.
Is it that we're more tired now, do you think?
Oh, well, yes. It never stops, doesn't it? And traffic adds to it. The world just keeps on chugging away, and we're always engaged in screens 24/7 and kids and, gosh,
Life's coming at you.
You sound like you're going to fall asleep now. Some workplaces are set up for it, right? Mm. So if you're a nurse or a doctor, they have the rooms where you can take a nap in between surgeries. Mm. And even places are more conducive to others. For example, I don't know if you guys remember the sailing reporter, Martin Tasker.
Yes.
So when I first started as a young One News reporter, he was the old statesman. And what he would do is he would start writing his story, go out and shoot it. Then he would go and he'd get a massive laksa for lunch and he would eat his big laksa. And then he'd go to edit his story. But of course, that we had editors back in those days, and there was always a couch in the edit booth. So he would say, I'm going to do my edit. And he would go to sleep and I'd walk past and he was snoring in the edit booth.
While the editor's doing it.
While the editor's editing. Wow. Marvellous. What a day.
Yeah, that was a great
Those
scheme.
Were the days of television.
He used to have that big bushy moustache and then he shaved it off, remember?
Yeah. Mm. He's kind of like a Mark Sainsbury of sailing.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, yeah.
It reminded me, Mark Sainsbury called me yesterday.
I saw him yesterday randomly. Yeah.
It's so weird. Look at that.
So there's a new wellness sleep company called Sleep Doctor. And what they've done is gone out and done a survey. 46% of people who took part in that survey said, yep, I have a nap during the workday at least a few times a year.
Where are they napping?
Well, this is a thing. They've broken it down. 50% of people go out to their car and nap in their car.
No, is that a thing?
Half of people go to the car park, yeah.
I'm going to put that on our next Peacon survey, that we demand a bed.
Yeah, because a lot of the dot-com companies have little pods, eh?
Yeah.
But then you go, what else happens in beds, not just sleeping?
Oh, what are you saying? The company sets up a pod and Street's going in there for a shag.
Well, it would be much easier to have an affair at work, wouldn't it?
In a pod?
Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
It happens, you know
it
does.
Yeah, it does, that's really? Right. Followed by their desk, 33% of people are just not off at their desk. I used to work with a guy who was a copywriter, so he'd write all the commercials. And he'd go into his little room, it was a shared room, and he'd pull his hoodie over his head and just down on his desk. And away you go. And George was doing it.
I'd quite happily just lie on the floor and go to sleep.
I marvel at people that can do that. I just can't do it. It's a whole process for me.
It's easier than a plane. We've got two yellow cushions in the corner. I could easily sleep in that corner right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So I wish I could do that, but I can't do that. I can't sleep on planes. I can't sleep anywhere that's not like a bedroom. I don't know what that is.
Just depends how clean the floor is. I don't trust I don't trust it. I wouldn't be sleeping over by Sam's corner.
I wouldn't.
20% of workplaces at the moment, and it's only 20% at the moment, have a designated napping plane. And I think you're right, Tony. More and more people need these at their workplaces. People go home, 14% go home for a nap and then come back to work.
Oh, my God.
Imagine the end.
We do that sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. We'll probably try and attempt to do that.
You know, for the book club.
For the book club.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That's just called working all the time.
But a lot more places who are being built now, they're actually building in a napping place. So there's like a breastfeeding place for mums at work. A lot of places are building those into now. And more napping rooms. And I think Japanese do that, don't they? They
encourage me tired.
Don't. I think Japanese workplaces do it now. They actually encourage you to have a nap at work.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, but they do have a culture of long hours, don't they?
Oh, don't, you're making me yawn now. Sorry if you're doing the same.
Thanks for listening to the Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Get your day started with Coast's Feel Good Breakfast. Tony Street, Jace Reeves and Sam Wallace.